this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever podcast. This week, we are featuring personal development coach and 10K in 10 weeks finalist, Dom Campbell. I first met Dom about a little over a year ago. He had come to an HCI Live and he and I sat down for an interview to talk about some of the things that were going on in his life. He had just found out that he was being laid off of his job at Toys R Us without severance. He, along with all of his coworkers, and to top it off, he had just lost his father. So needless to say, Dom was going through a pretty tough time. But Dom, as you will find out, is a very optimistic person. He had just booked his first paying clients and he could see the future in his coaching business. And so our first interview, we talked about that. And then fast forward to about 18, 19 months later, Dom is on the 10K stage, sharing his story with our community, showing up as a leader. So I am so excited to share his moment from the stage, as well as an interview that he and I did right after he spoke to all of our students at HCI Live. So I don't want to make you wait any longer. To start off, here is Dom's incredible 10K in 10 weeks finalist speech on the HCI Live stage.
Imagine being a kid on the kickball field and always being the last kid chosen because you're overweight, uncoordinated, and picked on. That was me. I'd overhear the kids say, "You know he's gonna miss it. I don't know why we bother having him kick. It's just gonna be an instant out." I'm feeling so nervous. I step up to the plate. The ball is pitched, and I miss it again. Inside, I felt so broken and alone. All I really wanted was to feel good enough to be loved and accepted. These experiences on the kickball field define the next 40 years of my life. It shaped how I grew up feeling about myself. It held me back in relationships, and truth be told, even in my marriage. And it held me in a career that I was unhappy with for way too long. But after having a weight loss journey and losing some weight, I had a dream to become a coach. And in January of 2018, I signed up for BHC. In the middle of the program, two devastating things happened. On Super Bowl Sunday, I received a phone call from my mom. She was frantic. My dad was having a sudden massive heart attack. I lost my dad. A month later, the safety of my corporate IT job was pulled from underneath of me. My employer, Toys R Us, announced they were going bankrupt and I wouldn't be receiving severance. Suddenly, my world, it felt like it was being turned upside down and inside out. Insecurity and fear went through the roof. I was faced with a choice. Am I going to take this opportunity and really become a coach? Or am I going to go into the safety of another soul-sucking job? What am I going to do? I'm now a divorced dad trying to raise my two kids. I'm still grieving the loss of my dad. And the security of my job is gone. I'm not even certified yet. I was in pillar two. I'm thinking, can I really do this? Is this the right time to be doing this? Am I going to be good enough? Am I going to miss the ball again? The decision was so hard. I prayed for direction, and I received it. And still, as hard as that decision was, I decided that this is going to be the lifestyle that I want to live. This is going to be my livelihood. And this is my life's calling. And this time, I am following my heart, and I am going for it. I decided to jump into coaching full-time and sign up for Mastery. The decision was one of the best decisions of my life. I feel like a completely different person. But the most important thing that I'm taking away is that I am no longer afraid to kick the ball. And that's the energy that I brought to this 10K challenge. At one point, Bill and Stacy challenged me to take my $1,500 coaching package and to double the price. It was scary to do. But I'm here to tell you that not only did I do that, I had someone pay me $9,000 in full. For me to help them. Now I am standing here in the value of what I offer, confident that people are willing to invest in themselves at this level. Me, this guy who worked in IT a little over a year ago, who had a hard time believing that I could really do this. One of the most powerful things that I learned from my experience this past year is that every single day, I've had to choose to make my belief bigger than my fear and not allow my fear to call the shots anymore. 'Cause it's daybreak. If you wanna believe, it can be daybreak. Ain't no time to grieve. I said it's daybreak. If you wanna believe and let it shine, shine, shine all around the world. Do you believe it? Do you wanna believe it? Do you wanna believe it? Get on your feet. Come on. 'Cause it's daybreak. If you wanna believe, it can be daybreak. Ain't no time to grieve. I said it's daybreak. If you wanna believe and let it shine, shine, shine all around the world. And this time, I didn't miss the ball.
You did something. What did you do today?
I spoke on stage.
Oh, what stage?
10K. Stage. Yeah.
For HCI Live?
For HCI Live.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your journey with HCI started 18 months ago.
About 18, a little bit longer. January of 2018.
Yeah. And so it was, a lot was happening in your life. You talked about it on stage, and we've interviewed about it before. You had lost your father. And then shortly after that, your job at Toys R Us, they said that the store was going bankrupt and you were being let go without severance. Yeah. So that was the last time we interviewed. It was right before you were about to be at the end of your contract with Toys R Us.
Yes. I was excited then. because I had my first couple of paying clients when I spoke with you.
That's true, yeah. So you just started BHC and you had paying clients, and you had that moment on the airplane where you were talking about the woman that you met.
Yes. So
there was a lot of really exciting stuff, but also some pretty hard stuff at that time. Can you tell me about what's happened since the last time we spoke?
Oh my word, I don't even know where to begin. It's been quite a journey. It's been a career journey, of course, right? That's why I signed up initially, right, to change a career. So it's been that, right? I've fully shifted into doing this full time and earning money, becoming a coach, and just loving what I do. I don't feel like I've worked a day since I've said yes to myself and just doing this full time. I've just loved every single day. Those dreaded Mondays that I used to have, I haven't had one yet. I haven't lost a single night of sleep either. Like the fear of the unknown, like it just, because I'm doing what I know I should be doing, like it feels right. And I'm feeling like everything's gonna be okay. Like I'm just trusting the process, learning how to trust the process. I was discovering that the last time I spoke with you. And since then, I've really leaned into it. That whole concept of living present and trusting, like, this is where I need to be, this is the lane I'm in, I'm right where I need to be, there are no mistakes. And becoming more and more bold as I gain my confidence, as I take on more clients. So career-wise, it's been quite the journey to lead me here now to the 10K. Personally, I'm speechless. I mean, it sounds like the career journey was massive, and it was, but personally, on scale, it's even more than that. And that's hard to imagine until you've gone through it yourself. You can't make a career transition like this or a journey like this if you don't experience it yourself. The way I live day to day is changed. Living in the present has changed me. I'm off the plan. I'm off the corporate plan, living by a plan, living by a to-do list or a task list. I live my personal life like that. I don't live my personal life like that anymore. I don't live my professional life like that anymore, hardly. It's a different way of living.
And how is it different? What is a difference between how you live now versus how you were living when we first spoke?
The way I was living before, when I was working in corporate America, I felt like I was living in the matrix. I was in a grind. Sunday night would roll around. I'd have the dread about what I have coming up to face the next week at work. Monday morning would get up, you know, Monday morning grumpy pants. You put them on, you wear them until about Thursday, and then you take them off and you party for Friday and look forward to the weekend with your family, and you do it all over again the following week. And you just do what you have to do to get by during the week. It's not like that anymore. You know, there's no dread. There's no having to please somebody else or get approval from somebody else to earn the paycheck. Essentially, right, the corporate paycheck. I'm not on somebody else's schedule. I have the freedom to live life the way I want to live it. I have freedom around my kids' schedules to do things for them, to be there for them. And then it's changed me as a parent too. How can it not? When you learn all of these coaching skills, you become that coach. And powerful coaches don't just know stuff. They be what they learn. They own it and they live it. And like, I've noticed a big difference in my parenting, especially this year. It's been massive. The things I've seen shift in my own family with my kids, it's been powerful.
And what is that shift that you've seen? Like, what is the difference between your relationship now versus before?
I've been a hands-on dad. So I've always been kind of plugged in and had a certain level of awareness of being for them. But the way I parent, the way I show up in my parenting has shifted. It wasn't that I was a bad parent before. It's just I have an awareness around how to be present for them. Living in the present, like I said before, it's a very different way of living. When you live in the present, you feel the connection. You feel the love. The value is deeper because you're not just living on the surface of your to-do list. You're living in the spice or the sweetness of that moment.
You were on stage.
Yes.
In front of, sounds like you had a pretty big fan base out there. There's a lot of cheering for Dom the second you walked out. How did that feel?
Oh, it felt amazing. I have never had that experience before. Not like that.
And then you sang a song.
Yeah.
And the entire audience got into it and clapping. Were you expecting them to do that?
I'm a worship leader, so that's my wheelhouse. Like, I'm comfortable singing on stage. I'm not comfortable talking on stage. And so the talking part was the stretch for me. I didn't want to sound like a bumbling fool. Singing on stage is different. You know, I've done that for a long time. But I've never spoken on stage with so many people. I remember the whole theme of my talk was missing the ball. I was really afraid I was gonna miss the ball when I got on that stage. And I let it go. I let go of the fear. I'm like, all I gotta do is make contact. My foot has to make contact with the ball, that's it. I don't have to kick a home run. I just need to make contact with the ball. And the ball is going to land wherever it needs to land. And then whatever happens once my foot hits the ball is going to happen. I can't control that. So that's all I got to do is make contact. So the connection piece was really important for me.
I'm pretty sure you hit a home run because at the end of your speech, everyone was on their feet. They were singing and clapping and dancing. And
it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it makes you stand out. It was different. And it was exciting to have you kind of go out there. And like, singing's very vulnerable. And you just started singing. And then people got really into it. So when you think about all of the clients that you have been able to help since you began this journey 18 months ago, how does that make you feel?
Amazing. I wish I did it sooner. I wish I did it sooner. But there are no mistakes. I'm right where I need to be for a specific reason and purpose. I believe that. And there are no mistakes. I had to have all of those experiences to be able to tell that story and live that story.
To me, I just think back on when I met you, you were going through all of that. Like, what became your story, your success story today was your trial. Yeah. At the time I met you.
Yeah.
Which is very...
And leaning into my yes. Mm-hmm. Like, not tiptoeing into it, like really immersing myself into it and grabbing it and owning it.
And do you have a specific client story now that you've been coaching for a bit that sticks out to you as a moment where you were like, I've got this, I know what I'm doing?
Or yes, I do.
Let me hear it.
Yeah. I have a client who started with me, and she came to me because she wanted to lose about 20 pounds. And it was a health-based client. You know, she had some health issues, she wanted to lose some weight. And so we started on that journey, and we got about halfway through the program. And, you know, we started getting a little deeper around some of the reasons why things have never worked before. And in doing that, she discovered that the way we do one thing is the way we do everything. And suddenly, other areas of her life started to shift. And at the end, she signed up for a 3-month program. And at the end of the 3-month program, she renewed again, because she started seeing changes in other aspects of her life, other than just her weight loss, and she was really excited about it. So when I first started with her, she's a salesperson on a sales team for an IT company, and she was at the bottom of her sales team. She was on the brink of getting fired. She had a target on her back. And one of the things I said to her, I said, well, how would you like to change that? How'd you like to get the target off your back? And she said, I would love that. but I don't know how to do that, and I'm afraid to do that. I'm like, well, how about we just figure it out? Are you willing to do that? She said, yeah. So she renewed. At the end of the full journey, the 6 months, she went from being the low woman on the total pole with the target on her back to being the top salesperson on her team. And her boss was fired, the person that put the target on her back. And she's been acknowledged by the CEO in her company. And she has risen into a senior level role on the sales team. And she's lost the weight, and she's feeling amazing, the best that she's ever lived in her life.
How does it make you feel to know you made that difference?
Full.
Mm-hmm. And so now that you have really started living into your truth and fought for what you wanted, how does it make you feel to know that you're able to show your boys this version of you?
I don't know that there are words that can fully describe that. It's deep.
And I noticed after you came off stage, there was quite a bit of emotion happening. What do you think that was? Relief? Excitement?
It was overwhelming joy. It was love. Just the feeling of love. And just receiving that, just receiving it unconditionally, like, that's one of the things I've had to work on. I like to give. I'm not such a great receiver. And I'm learning how to receive. And standing on that stage and receiving all of that love, and then coming off the stage, it was a release. Oh, it was overwhelming. Yeah. Joy. I've never felt that before, like that.
And if you could say something to someone who's debating joining Become a Health Coach or Mastery, what would you say to them?
Don't wait. If your heart is even considering it, just say yes to yourself. Because until you say yes to yourself, nothing is going to change. It starts with the yes. The how and all that other stuff will be sorted out after you say the yes. Nothing will happen until that time.
And is there a quote or a phrase or a mantra that sticks with you?
Gosh, there's been so many. Yeah. It's the end of the song. Let it shine. Let it shine.
And speaking of letting it shine, how much did you make in the 10K challenge?
$19,758, I think.
Did you ever think that like that would happen this quickly?
In the 10K challenge, no. Mm-mm. No. I never thought someone would pay me $9,000 either. Never thought that. When I spoke to you the first time, my first client paid me $500. And I was in disbelief. I couldn't believe it. My first success coaching call was, is someone really gonna pay $1,500 for a program? I couldn't even wrap my head around $500. So it's just a lot of this journey has been growth, my relationship with money. My value, my identity around that value, it's been enormous. And you can't put a price tag on that kind of transformation. Oh my God.
I'm really happy for you. I cannot believe we're having this conversation. I mean, I can, but you know, it's really exciting to see you doing so well. So thank you again for sharing all that you have and for the work you're doing. And I mean, I can't wait to see what you do next. I mean, this was only 18 months ago, so.
It's been rapid.
Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind and it's been rapid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Thank you, Dom, for sharing your story. Folks, if you ever want to see these 10K and 10 weeks finalists live up on stage, you just need to go to www.hcilive.com to register for your ticket there. We would love to see you. It's an incredible 3-day, career-changing, life-changing event, and I hope that you will give yourself this opportunity and really, really absorb the positivity and just the amazing people we have in this community. It is a great way to boost your business, boost your confidence, as well as, you know, we go to pretty cool places. I mean, we've been to Dallas, San Diego, Phoenix, Arizona, Miami, New York. I mean, the list goes on and on, but we have so many amazing locations. You get to spend time with just the most loving community, and then you get to meet your instructors and teachers. So please, if you are at all thinking about it, just go to www.hcilive.com and check it out. Also, if you are in the holiday spirit and want to give me the best present ever, if you could, wherever you listen to this podcast, please go leave us a review. Let me know that you are enjoying what you're hearing. I personally do go through and read all of those, so it makes me so happy when I could see, hey, Hannah, I'm loving the podcast, or whatever you want to say. I would really, really appreciate it, and it would make my holiday season just wonderful. Thank you guys again for tuning into the Better Than Ever podcast, and you have a wonderful week. Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.